welcome to the It's a Journey podcast. My name is Portia Hines, and I'm your host. I'm also the founder of My Journey Solutions, which is a counseling, coaching, and consulting company. We use the best research and the best proven strategies to help individuals and organizations facilitate the transformation that they're looking for. I'd also like to help you navigate putting those principles into use and helping you use my experience for your good. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the It's a Journey podcast. We are about to kick off this end of summer and fall season of podcasts with, I think, a topic that's right on time. Have you found yourself feeling like, oh gosh, already about the season that we're in? You know, the busy season, the season where it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's easy to feel like you're stretched too thin, and it's easy to feel like you're just not rocking and rolling on all cylinders. If you felt like that, then be sure to stick around for today's episode. As we kick off this new season for the podcast, I did want to acknowledge the fact that, yes, I took an amazing break. I have gotten such encouraging messages and emails and text messages from some of you all. Portia, where's the podcast? Portia, are you okay? Is everything all right? Yes, everything is great. You guys, we had an amazing travel ball season. I had high school graduation for my firstborn child. I have gone on several trips. I have completely unplugged from so many things in order to recharge for what's coming up at the end of this year, in order to have the energy and have the clarity and have the bandwidth to dive right into yet another busy season. So let's acknowledge that we've come off of a busy season, but we're headed into another busy season, right? Because that's what we do. We get things done, we do difficult things, we keep marching forward, and we figure out ways to support ourselves throughout that. So the busy season that's approaching, let's dive into that a little bit. This season can have even more obligations than normal. Like, we're getting close to the end of the fiscal year. So that means that reports may be due. That means that lots of budgets have to be managed. That means we need to reconcile what we need to handle for our taxes. That means that the kids may be going back to school, which means extracurricular activities, which means parent-teacher association obligations, you know, all of the things. If you're an educator, you maybe have just started back full-time work. I say that with a pause because if you're an educator, you're always working, but you may have just gone back into the classroom or back on campus or back into the office. You may have just gone back to work if you're a seasonal worker. You may just have more things that are about to show up on your social calendar because you guys know football is back and that's almost a full-time job. Like seriously, we've got the middle schools who have games during the week, the high schools who have Friday night games. We've got college and rec league football on Saturday mornings and all of Saturday. And of course, on Sundays, we watch the NFL, right? So there's the whole week. What we got, Tuesday and Wednesday there? Like, when do we have time? I'm getting overwhelmed just thinking about all of the things, not to mention homecomings. And okay, I digress because tailgating will be everything this year. But there are more opportunities for us to allow things to eat up our time during this season of the year. So there's a couple of questions I want us to ask ourselves as we find ourselves in the midst of yet another end of summer, beginning of fall time period. Are the things that I'm doing just productive, or am I fulfilled? Am I satisfied? Is it bringing me joy? Or am I just being productive for the sake of being productive? Because all of those obligations that we have are things that most of the time we kind of want to do, or we've placed on our agendas, or there are things we can't really say no to. You know, the work things, some of the kid things, they're obligations. So not all of it can you just
take off of your plate. But what's on your plate that brings you satisfaction? Are you only being productive? Because productivity is not fulfillment. More and more over the past 6 months, I've heard individuals say, this just doesn't bring me joy anymore, or I'm not feeling fulfilled in my work, or I'm not feeling fulfilled in blah, blah, blah activity. One, let's ask ourselves why. Have we grown out of our current position? Have we come to the spot where it's time to use another tool to elicit satisfaction in our lives? These are things I want you guys to ponder. The second question is this a must do or is this a should do? There are so many things that we put on our plate that are should do's instead of must do's. But our inner dialogue leads us to believe that it's a must do. Like we rationalize it in our heads. Are you guilting yourself into leaving something on your calendar because of what you think other people might think if you don't? Are you leaving things on your calendar or your to-do list because you haven't taken the time to cultivate and explore what you really want to be doing? So you're just leaving those there as fillers. I want you to think about that. I want you to also think about if the answer is yes to this is not something that I would have chosen or that still gives me satisfaction, why haven't you taken the time to replace that with something that you would enjoy, something that would refill your cup? Is it that you haven't given yourself permission to be the author of your life? Is it that you haven't given yourself the permission to explore? Is it because you are still subscribed to the version of your life that you bought into at an earlier age? I'm gonna let that one hang there for a little while. If the answer is yes, if this is not what you would choose, are you willing to adjust it? Are you willing to let go of what was to have the opportunity to experience what could be? Are you willing to let go of the good in order to receive the great? If the answer is yes, guys, it really is the season for a mission of discovery. What are the activities that are satisfying to you? What are the things that bring you joy for the sake of joy? What are the things that leave you feeling fulfilled? Like, yes, I did that and it was good and I'm proud of that. And it makes life feel like life is not just a chore. Are you ready to experience some trial and error? Are you willing to experience some trial and error? Why is it that we believe if we decide to do something, it has to be perfect? Why can't we give ourselves the grace to say, you know what? This is an experiment. Life is an experiment. I'm going to get it right sometimes. I'm going to get it wrong sometimes. But as long as I wake up the next morning, I have another opportunity to participate in the experiment yet again. Have some audacity, like some good audacity. There's so much negative audacity running around out there. We need to even the scales. So give yourself permission to enjoy the journey. Give yourself permission to explore. Give yourself permission to be curious and to be creative. Give yourself permission to be silly. Give yourself permission to not have the weight of the world on your shoulders in every aspect of your life. For those God girls and guys out there, remember, on the seventh day, God rested. He rested. There is no account of him doing anything productive on the seventh day. So, ready, set, reset. We're going to reset for this end of summer, beginning of fall season. Even though it is like 8 billion degrees, it's been 8 billion degrees outside here. We're going to ready, set, reset so that we can go into the end of the year experiencing fulfillment or discovering what now currently gives us that feeling of fulfillment. All right. So for all of you who listen to the entire podcast, I need your help. I am going to post a either or on my TikTok and on my Instagram. I really need you guys to come over there and help me figure out which event I want to do first. It's either going to be sweat therapy or it's going to be a how to get unstuck retreat. So if you guys are local or want to travel this way, I want your vote, even if you're not here locally. I still want your vote for which experience needs to happen first. So can't wait to see you on social. Can't wait to hear your opinion. And stay tuned for some more exciting things that are about to pop up. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the It's a Journey podcast. As always, I hope this episode was impactful to you. I hope it gave you some information and tools that you can put into use immediately to change and improve the way that you're experiencing life. Join me in the show notes where we're going to list all of the discounts, all of the current offers, and opportunities to connect. Until next time.